This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. If you peruse descriptions of a particular plant's needs, they almost all say, prefers well-drained soil. What is that? It's soil that contains enough pores, the gaps between soil particles, to allow air and water to flow freely. Ideally, the sand, silt, and clay particles are arranged so that they occupy only half of the space, leaving the other half as pore space. A 50-50 split is primo. Now, most of us, in fact, I'd venture to guess all of us, don't have that in our yards. Our soils are more clay or more sand or compacted. One of the reasons we add compost is to fluff up the soil, which is the same thing as trying to get to that 50-50 split. One effective way to combat poor soil is to build raised beds and use a good soil. I suggest checking out Creekside Soils. An easy way to gauge the drainage of your soil is to dig a square hole about a foot deep and wide. Fill it with water and allow it to drain completely. Immediately refill the hole with water and place a ruler in it to measure the water's depth. After 15 minutes, measure how much the water has fallen. Multiply this by 4 to calculate how much the water will drain in 1 hour. An hourly drop of less than an inch indicates poor drainage. In well-drained soil, the drop in water level will be 1 to 6 inches per hour. Soils that drain more than 6 inches per hour are considered dry. Check out GardenBite.com for all the dish on your dirt. And find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soil's Wonder Blend mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.